Did her boss abuse her?
I was sexually assaulted. He pressed his private parts on my behind.
Then fire her to cover his tracks?
I have not been able to get a job. They have to ask him for references.
Or did she make the whole thing up?
If you were sexually harassed in September of 2000, how could you borrow money from him a month later?
He sexually harassed me.
Judge Judy.
What do you think you're joking with?
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is her courtroom. This is Judge Judy. 34-year-old computer technician Melvin Williams is suing former co-worker, 49-year-old computer technician Jackie Kelly, for an unpaid loan. Jackie claims Melvin sexually assaulted her and then got her fired. She is countersuing for $3,000.
Come to order, all rise. Quiet, please. Now, this is case number 456 on the calendar, no matter Williams versus Kelly. Parties have been sworn in, Judge. You may be seated.
According to your complaint, Mr. Williams, you and the defendant were co-workers. She borrowed some money from you. And this was in October of 2000. Is that right?
That is correct, Your Honor.
And she signed a promissory note, and she did not pay you back. Easy?
That is also correct.
The defendant says that because of your actions, she was fired from her job. Because of things that you said about her, she was unable to get another job, and therefore she doesn't feel as if she has to pay you back the money, and she is counterclaiming for defamation. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct, Your Honor.
The dates become very interesting here. The loan was made what date in October, sir?
October 20th, 2000.
And what did you need the money for?
I needed the money to pay a mortgage payment.
And what was the principal amount on the loan?
$1,500.
Do you have the promissory note?
Yes, I do.
May I see it, please? And you did sign this promissory note?
Yes, I did. On
the 20th of October?
Yes.
Did you make the first payment on October the 30th, as it was agreed to in this note?
No, I did not.
Why not?
I was fired. I was sexually assaulted by Mr. Williams, who pressed his private parts on my behind.
When?
This was a month before I had gotten fired. And Mr. Williams believed
that... What date? No, just a second. I'm asking you the date. You indicate that you were, according to you, sexually harassed by Mr. Williams.
September 2000.
Well, that's why the dates become important. So that if you were sexually harassed by Mr. Williams in September of 2000, how could you borrow money from him a month later and promise to pay him, start to pay him within 10 days?
I loaned Mr. Williams $3,000 around March of 2000.
Yes.
I did not ask Mr. Williams to sign any promissory note. I just simply gave Mr. Williams the money. I had to hound him for 6 months to give me my money back. But when I needed money, Mr. Williams asked me to sign a promissory note. So, and I felt hurt. I felt hurt because originally I thought we were friends, but I found out differently. Anyway, what I was saying, I was in a very bad bind, and I needed money. And I borrowed it from Mr. Williams because I loaned him money, so I felt like he should give me money.
Well, when you signed this promissory note, Miss Kelly,
yes.
Did you have intentions of paying him
back?
Yes,
I had intentions. Oh, I'm sorry.
The answer was yes.
Yes.
So that what happened between October 20th, when you signed this note, and October the 30th?
As I said, Mr. Williams had wind of me gathering evidence against him for sexually harassing me and other harassments. Ever since he got...
What happened between...
He got me fired.
That 10 days.
He lied. He lied to his superiors and got me fired.
On what date were you fired?
I was fired October the 30th.
Miss Kelly, the reason I asked questions about the dates was because it seems odd that you would borrow money from someone who you claim a month before had sexually abused you. Would seem to me you would want to stay as far away from that person as possible.
I could not. We worked in the same small cubicles, in the same location.
Then you certainly don't want to have anything other than a business relationship while you were, quote, gathering evidence against him.
To me, that was still business, Your Honor, because I really was in need of taking care of my personal business.
Then you have to pay him back. Period. End of discussion.
Your Honor, I'm sorry, Your Honor.
Why do you think that you are entitled not to pay him back?
I lost many of wages after I lost that job. Mr. Williams lied to his superiors and said I took someone else's check because he knew I was about to let his superiors know of his assault on me. I have documents that I went to Equal Opportunity and I made accusations and I was given a claim. I was given a settlement from the organization that I worked with showing that he sexually assaulted me. Mr. Williams was the supervisor after I left there.
I'm speaking. Don't interrupt me. It still doesn't forgive you from paying back a loan.
I didn't have a job. I had no job.
Well, it doesn't make any difference. You have to pay him back this money. And if you got a settlement, then you have to pay him back the money from the settlement. Period. End of discussion. You signed a note.
No, but excuse me. May I say something?
I'm reading your complaint.
I have a letter from a lady that worked there.
Listen, I don't read letters. Miss Kelly, I want to see.
She sent it to the Equal Opportunity, stating his assault on me.
Did you hear what I said? I don't read letters. I want to see the result. This is the complaint that you just gave me, that you filed. I want to see the order that they handed down. Do you have a copy of the order that they handed?
No, I have a copy of the check that they settled with me for.
They settled with you for it.
And that was a whole year later when my bills were...
Just a second. You mean you don't have a copy of the decision? There was never a decision?
I was released from unemployment.
Would you answer my question?
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
You had to sign certain documents, Miss Kelly.
Yes, I did.
When you received this check, let me see a copy of the documents you received.
I don't have a document with me, Your Honor.
All right. No.
Of that,
just 1 second.
I have a letter I presented to them during that time.
I'm not interested in your letter. I'm interested in their decision.
They had me sign a document releasing me from prosecuting any further.
That's correct. That's what they did.
Yes.
Of course. That's what I wanted to see. That's what I wanted to see.
I'm sorry, I didn't bring that letter with me.
Well, you should have, because you have a counterclaim against him for defamation. The first thing you say here is that you have a condition of torn cartilage, which may be considered a disability under the New York State human rights laws, and I am a female. Then you say on October 24th, which is 4 days after you borrowed this money, you submitted your request for sick leave related to your torn cartilage, right? Then you go on to say that the reason you were terminated was because of your disability and my sex having complained of sexual harassment. Why these people settle these claims? It's absolutely ridiculous. You also say here that by mistake I took somebody else's pay and you returned it. It was a mistake, you say, that you took it.
And it wasn't a pay, it was a stub.
A stub. Whatever it was. You signed a release, you don't get any money on your counterclaim, you have to pay him the money that you borrowed. You borrowed $1,500. There's also late fees imposed pursuant to this thing.
Wait a minute.
$25.
May I say something, Judge? I know I'm nervous, but may I state something, please?
You're not nervous, Miss Kelly.
Yes, I am, Judge.
No, you're not nervous. You're just trying to
get... statement. I'm not lying, Judge. Mr. Williams is a supervisor at the company I was working at. I have been seeking employment. I have an impressive resume that I've gone for several interviews for over the last year, and they have to ask him for references, character references. I have not been able to get a job since I left that employ because they have to get references from Mr. Williams, who sabotaged me since then.
Miss Kelly, I can make a similar argument that the reason that you cannot get employment anywhere else is because you filed a claim based on the fact that you suffer from a disability, which you... I'm speaking... Don't interrupt me. I'm really very smart. You say you were fired because you have torn cartilage, which you believe falls within the purview of the Americans Disability Act, and therefore you were fired. That's exactly what you say here.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Melvin Williams says former co-worker Jackie Kelly owes for an unpaid loan to pay her mortgage. Jackie claims Melvin sexually assaulted her and then got her fired. She says she's not going to pay.
It's exactly what you said here.
Judge,
you said,
can I say something?
You say, I'm speaking. I believe the real reason for my termination of my, I'm speaking, I can't hear you, for terminating my employment is because of my disability and my sex and having complained of sexual harassment. Those are your words.
I was the only woman at the job. My knee went out that month.
Listen to me, madam.
I was going on disability for that month.
Miss Kelly,
before that month, I was not injured, Your Honor.
Listen, I'm going to let you speak in a minute, sir.
I was not injured. There was nothing wrong with me.
Listen to me very carefully, madam. You're not listening to me. If I am an employer and I find out that someone has sued a prior company in part because they say they suffer from a disability that they categorize as I am, which is what you say, have a condition, torn cartilage, which may be considered a disability under the New York State human rights law. That's the first.
I have a letter here from the doctor. I went for surgery on the 17th of November of 2000. I did not have a disability until then. That's when I was requesting a disability. I did not have the disability yet. I was going for surgery for that, and that's when I went out. But after I was already fired before that even took place.
This complaint is in your file, Miss Kelly.
There's a letter stating that there was a lady that was a witness to the fact that Mr. William sexually harassed me.
Pay careful attention. I have zero sympathy for you because you borrowed money from him after
you say... He borrowed $3,000 before
that. After you say he sexually harassed you. I have zero sympathy for that. If you say he sexually harassed you and you were compiling evidence against him...
I was.
We go forward against...
I was compiling evidence.
Hey, what do you think you're joking with? You're joking with me. You're joking with me that you don't borrow money from him and sign a promissory note that you have no intention of paying back. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,525 pursuant to your complaint, sir. Do you understand?
Yes, I do, Your Honor.
You're getting back your money. Your counterclaim is dismissed. Goodbye.
Thank you. Parties are excused. You may step out.
He's lied and defamed my character over the last year, and I really think it stinks.
That's the main reason she got fired, because she opened up somebody's paycheck and she wanted to lie about it. And then she wanted me to cover for her.
And now the next case.
All parties on Evans versus Tracy. Step forward, please.
26-year-old handyman Tony Evans is suing his former friend, 31-year-old landscaper Audra Tracy, for the value of a stolen money order.
Mr. Evans, according to your complaint, the defendant was a friend of yours, and there had been times because she didn't have a checking account that you cashed checks for her.
Yes, ma'am.
On this particular instance, she came to you and told you she had a money order and asked you to cash it for her. You did.
Yes.
And several days later, you were notified by your bank that the money had been withdrawn from your account because the money order had either been stolen, reported stolen, or a stop order had been put on the money order. Is that right?
That's correct.
And you want the money back?
Yes, I do.
Tell me the circumstances surrounding her request.
She called me up on my cell phone and said that the father of her children had come into town out of the blue. He hadn't been paying child support ever, and he gave her a money order for $1,000 and wanted to know if I had cash. I've cashed plenty of checks for her, and I didn't think nothing of it. And when I showed up, she said, well, it's for $1,000, but it's a money order. It's guaranteed funds. You got nothing to worry about, because up till then, I didn't cash nothing for that amount of money. So I thought about it and said, hey, you know, it's a money order, guaranteed funds. It's not like it's a checking account. So I cashed the money order for her.
How did you do that?
We went to the bank. She signed the money order that was written to her. She endorsed it. I signed it and cashed it and handed her the money. And in the bank was the last time I ever saw my $1,000.
Did she ever tell you about this father of her children before you cashed the money order?
I don't know anything about him.
Just that you knew she had children?
She had children, so obviously they probably have a father, yes.
Okay. All right, Miss Tracy, let me hear from you.
Pretty much everything that he said, it happened. To me, the money order was a legit check. That's the only reason why I asked Tony to do it, because like he said, he has cashed checks for me prior, because I don't have a bank account. When we cashed his check, I went back and gave the money to Dolan. After that, Tony got a hold of us a couple of days after that, saying the bank, you know, he was out of $1,000, we need to get down to it. So we addressed Dolan, both me and him both did. at that time, and Dolan got on the phone and was trying to call somebody in Missouri, a friend of his, that supposedly put the stop payment on it. To me, I was an innocent bystander, and I know I understand Tony wants to get his money back, and I tried to get him and Dolan to deal with it themselves and keep me out of it, because it basically, he wrote the check out to me, and I don't feel like I'm totally blamed for the $1,000.
Even though she got the $1,000?
Even though I got the $1,000, which I turned to, gave to Dolan, and in return, he gave me $300 for child support. And I haven't received child support from him in like 12 years.
So you feel as if Dolan is responsible?
Yes,
for the
I definitely do.
That's your defense?
Yeah.
That you're an innocent bystander?
Yes.
All right. I have some questions for you, Ms. Tracy. Were you ever married to Dolan?
No, I was not.
But you were in, I assume, a long-term relationship with him?
For on and off for 5 years.
And after he cashed this money order, did Dolan stay with you for a while?
Yes, he did stay with me for a week.
And just
then,
a week?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, tell me what you know about Dolan. Does Dolan work?
He's always worked. When I was with him, he's
Has he ever
worked.
Been incarcerated?
Yes, he has.
How many times?
He's incarcerated right now, and I do believe this is his second time being incarcerated.
What do you mean you do believe? While you were together for that 5 years, had he been in jail before?
No, he was not together in those 5 years, and that's like 12 years ago, so.
Okay, so, but you believe that he's been incarcerated on at least two occasions?
Yes, yes.
Do you know what for?
Drugs, drug charges.
Using, selling, or a little bit of both?
A little bit of both. So.
Little?
Manufacturing.
Okay. So a little bit of, he's a
Everything.
Bit of an
he's
entrepreneur,
a
he's a businessman, he's a salesman, and he also uses his own product.
Yeah.
Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, there you go. That'll work.
Was he ever abusive towards you?
Yes, he was.
Was he ever physically abusive
yes,
towards
he was.
You? Prior to him cashing this check for you, not long time ago, just recently, did you know about Dolan's drug involvement?
No, I didn't. I didn't hear or see from him for about 8 years, so... Showing up on my doorstep, it bewildered me because I haven't seen him in so long, so.
But you did know one thing. You knew that he had been working.
Yes.
And that he hadn't paid child support. Yes. Is that right?
Yes.
So you knew he was a deadbeat.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And had he seen his children in those years?
Nope.
So you knew he was irresponsible.
Very much.
So, Ms. Tracy, let me ask you this question. If you went to Mr. Evans, who was a friend of yours, and said, look, I have this money order. It was given to me by the father of my children, who is a lowlife, irresponsible, deadbeat, abuser. Mm-hmm. And we'd like you to cash it for us. Do you think he would have cashed it for you? Probably not. So you had information about the person who you were asking him to vouch for by giving him money that he didn't have. Mr. Evans, if she had said to you, here is a money order by this lowlife, drug abusing, drug selling, drug manufacturing, irresponsible, deadbeat person who I once knew 8 years ago, but I haven't seen since, would you have cashed her money order?
No, I wouldn't.
Of course not. So you go after Dolan.
That was my point.
Absolutely. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,000. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I don't know if she was in on the whole deal, if it was a scam between the two of them.
I felt like I didn't get a chance to present my case. It was there. It was fast.
She had plenty of time to present her case because she had no case.
I'm upset about the friendship that we did have and that we may not have now.
They say you can't put a price on friendship, but I can. It's $1,000.